You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
Hi kids, welcome to Story Zone with Jen. That's me. Zone Radio's Story Zone is proudly brought to you by Jenny Stone as we read through her award-winning book series, Sibo Says. Join me and dive into the world of a young South African girl called Sibo. Sibo Thinks Positively by Jenny Stone. Published by Let's Look Publishing and narrated by Jenna Fish. Chapter 1. Sibo and the New Girl. Sibo peeped out of her window with glee. At last! New neighbors she was happy to see were moving in across the road. She watched the huge van begin to unload. Even better, if she could correctly gauge, there was a young girl about her own age. A new friend, thought Sibo. How incredibly cool. I wonder if she's going to go to my school. I'd ask Mum if I could go over there, but I bet she would give me her evil glare and say, don't be such a nosy girl. But hey, what the heck? I'll give it a whirl. Of course, Mum said, oh no, no, no. Sibo, my child, you may not go. They will be more than busy enough doing all their unpacking stuff. Besides, we don't know them at all. We've rules about strangers, if I recall. Sibo stomped off back to her room, her face a picture of doom and gloom. She peeked out of the window some more. Gosh, she thought, they've possessions galore. The boxes kept coming out of that truck. Some were so large, she thought they'd get stuck. She noticed the older boy looked rather thin, like he was made of just bones and skin. Sibo wondered if he might be sick, or if the light was just playing a trick. She couldn't wait for Monday to come around. She'd check out the kids in the playground and see if perhaps the new girl was there. She'd be easy to spot with her lovely red hair. And sure enough, as they stood in a row, Sibo spotted a head with a fiery glow. Her neighbor was not only in her school, she was in Sibo's class. Oh, how incredibly cool! Said teacher, class, I have news for you. Let's all welcome Lizzie. The girl who is new. Sibo, perhaps you would show her around so she knows what is where in our school ground. Sibo clapped her hands with glee.
Yes, miss. Hey, Lizzie, sit next to me.
She moved her stuff into an untidy pile. The new girl sat down and gave Sibo a smile. When break time came, Sibo took Lizzie's hand and said,
come with me. We'll explore the land.
But Lizzie snatched her hand back, shaking her head.
You might not want to touch me, she quietly said.
What do you mean?
Sibo asked, confused, wondering why on earth she had refused to take her hand and walk around the place. But Lizzie had a very sad look on her face. She said,
I'll explain. I'll make it quick. You see, Sibo, my brother is sick. This has nothing to do with me, but lots of people do not agree. They're afraid I'll make them sick too, and whilst I know it isn't true, in this life you'll often find people can be most unkind.
Sibo sat back down on her chair. Lizzie turned away in total despair. Sibo called to her. She had to shout.
Come back here. Let's sort this out.
Lizzie sniffed and wiped her eyes.
You're nice, she said with surprise. Most people want nothing to do with me because my brother's HIV positive, you see.
Sibo rolled her eyes and looked amused. Lizzie scratched her head quite confused.
You obviously don't know much about this stuff. know a bit, said Sybil, but not enough. We can talk later. Now, let me show you at least where you can find the loo. Come on, let's run. There's not much time, and being late for class is quite a crime.
They made it back just before the bell.
Phew, whispered Sybil. That's just as well. Miss gets her knickers in a knot if we are not all here right on the dot.
The end of chapter 1. Tune in to Zone Radio on Wednesday at 3:30 for chapter 2.
Today's Story Zone was brought to you by Jenny Stone, the mastermind behind Sibo Says. Published by Let's Look Publishers and narrated by Jenna Fish. Don't forget, you can access Jenny's books at any time on her website at sibo.co.za. Sibo, empowering children, one page at a time.